addressing thousands of people at Matisa Growth Point in Matabeleland South today, Mrs. Mugabe said Zimbabweans should cherish the independence and unity brought about by nationalists like the late Vice President Joshua Nkomo, saying doing so would ensure that his soul rests in peace. Mr. Nkomo led his ZAPU party into a unity accord with President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF in 1987, and the signing of the pact between the two nationalist parties is celebrated as Unity Day every December 22nd. The First Lady acknowledged that as a result of the economic crisis that the country is facing, many people are struggling, but said this should not make them forget the country's liberation history.
We really value the unity that was bequeathed to us by our father, the late Vice President Joshua Nkomo. He sacrificed a lot for all of us, and if we want his soul to rest in peace, we must maintain the unity. If we keep that unity, he will surely rest in peace.
Mrs. Mugabe, whose recent criticism of war veterans made the headlines, said Zimbabweans should always respect the role played by Liberation War heroes like President Mugabe, the late Nkomo himself, as well as the likes of Simon Kayamoyo and Kembo Mohadi, who were among some senior ZANU-PF leaders at the meeting. The First Lady took her time explaining the Zim Asset Program, which she said was meant to counter sanctions that she said were imposed on Zimbabwe by Western countries, adding that it will help pull the country out of the current mess. She also said Chinese leader Xi Jinping's recent state visit shows the fruition of Zimbabwe's Look East policy, adding that the agreement signed between Zimbabwe and China will help put the economy back on track. While asserting that President Mugabe and his ZANU-PF party are people at heart, Mrs. Mugabe also attacked the MDCT leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, accusing him of bringing suffering to the majority through asking Western countries to impose sanctions against Zimbabwe. She also took a swipe against some Western NGOs, which she accused of taking advantage of food insecurity in areas like Matabeleland South and using food aid as a way of trying to effect regime change.
I know that there are many NGOs who come here to give you food aid, but I say to you, if you see someone coming to you year in, year out to help you with food and not doing anything to enable you to feed yourself, that person is not your friend. They are not helping you at all. I know they normally increase their aid during election time, and they will be telling you that your leaders don't care about you. They will be telling you to vote your true leaders out of power so that they can be replaced by Western stooges.
But Mrs. Mugabe herself said she had brought a consignment of food and other household items as, quote, a show of her love for the people. Among the donations she announced were 200 tons of maize and 120 tons of rice. She also announced that there was 1,000 tons of maize meal that people would receive from the GMB as part of government's food aid. Mrs. Mugabe has often used their meetings to lambast some senior party leaders for being at the center of factionalism in the ruling ZANU-PF party, but today she praised Matabeleland South party supporters, saying there was no factionalism in the province. She also warned youths against being involved in political violence. Reporting for Studio 7 from Mapisa and Matabeleland South, this is Taurai Shala.